Good morning and welcome to the Men's Daily Briefing. This is Aaron Kimple. It is January the 17th, 2017. It's a Tuesday. The title for today's article is God's Word, Its Value and Power, Part 2. We continue our look into Psalm 19, verses 7 through 11, and I encourage you to take time to read that again. The second observation for today is that David is writing a love song to the Word of God. He does that more than once. The most prominent example of that is Psalm 119, which is a very long love song to God's Word. David was in love with the Word of God. He cherished it and saw its value. He saw God's Word as sweeter than the sweetest things, honey, and more precious than the most valuable things, gold. In God's Word, he saw the blessings of God's warnings. He didn't view God's warnings as oppressive and authoritarian, but God loving him enough to keep him safe and on the right pathway. What I find amazing is that David had far less of God's Word than we do today. We have 66 books. We've got the complete set. David had the first five books of Moses, the first five books, the books of Moses. He had some of the Psalms, but they weren't all written yet. I would assume he had Joshua, Judges, Ruth, and Job, but even then, that's not 10 complete books. Think about it. David is writing a love song to God's law and his statutes and commands. Many of those are contained in books like Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. Most folks fall asleep reading them. I've fallen asleep reading them. I don't know if I've ever heard someone say Leviticus was their favorite book. I've heard people call it the blood book. When someone commits to reading through the Bible, a lot of times we stall somewhere in Leviticus or Numbers. I find it fascinating that what many find difficult, boring, and maybe even unnecessary, God found beautiful and full of praise because it came from God. Now, I know that our connection as Christians today to the law of Moses is not the same as David's. He was bound to it. We're freed from it through Christ. We have Christ's law, but it's still Scripture given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for us. But I want you to think about this. You know, today's Tuesday, and our theme for Tuesdays on the Men's Daily Briefing is honoring the women in our lives. Take a moment to consider how being deeply in love with the Word of God, all of the Word of God, will help you as a husband. How will that benefit our wives when our first love as husbands is God and His Word? Think about it this way. It's kind of like dating. You know, we first start dating, and you know, we're all giggly, and it's so easy to sing those love songs, you know. And then we get married, and something happens to so many of us. And sometimes marriage becomes, we don't like the rules. Well, it sometimes becomes a burden. The world calls it the ball and chain. And I think sometimes that's what happens in our relationship with God. I know that's what happens. At first, we're on fire. It's fun. We're excited. We want to read the Bible. But then it gets burdensome and oppressive. And sometimes we start to think God's rules are, you know, authoritarian. We don't like what he has to say. David didn't see things that way. And I don't mean that he always saw things that way in his life, because obviously he fell from God too and disobeyed. But I want us to think about this mindset in our lives. And again, specifically how that will help our marriages. But consider David's words in Psalm 119 in verse 97 when he says, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." Thanks and have a great day.